When it comes to chicken, KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson agree. It's the most versatile meat on 2 feet. They give examples on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nancy, I don't want to eat nothing that tastes like chicken unless it is chicken, because there's all kinds of stuff you can do with chicken itself.
Like make frog legs with it?
You could make fake frog legs using real chicken.
Right.
I think it must be the most versatile meat that there is. Talking with DeGroote the other day, I said, what's your favorite chicken recipe? Bang. She says the Molly Stevens Moroccan chicken with olives and preserved lemons. I said, oh, not the Robert Delf's Sichuan chicken with cabbage and peanuts. She says, oh, wait, maybe that's my favorite. Oh, what about that cold chicken with the peanut sauce and the cold noodles? Oh, yeah, that's great for summer. I don't think I could say what my favorite chicken dish is. Could you?
Well, it depends on the time of year and time of day, and it depends on how much time you have. So on Sunday, I just make a simple roast chicken with some paprika, salt and pepper, herbs de Provence, throw it in the oven over carrots. Mm. You don't need to use a rack. You have these wonderful roasted carrots after. And I started making Samino's Rat's really simple buttermilk chicken. She just takes a whole chicken, shoves it in a zip-top bag with buttermilk and salt, you know, marinate it for about overnight, 24 hours, and then just roast that. And then there's Mac's famous Captain Beschmidt's chicken using that fabulous seasoning, Lowry's, and the trick of putting a green vegetable over the top, lettuce, kale, something like that. Sometimes we use banana leaves. People still stop me and say, I make your husband's Captain Beschmidt's chicken all the time.
What greater tribute could there be? Did you know that there's a way to braise chicken and yet still have crispy skin?
How do you do that? Tell me.
Well, this is for chicken pieces, thighs, or even breasts. You just brown them skin side down in a skillet, then a little bit on the underside. Take them out and then prepare your braising thing with aromatics, whatever liquid and so on. And then put the chicken back in there, but make sure that the skin is above the level of the liquid. Throw it in the oven till it's done and bingo. The skin stays pretty crisp. You'd want to use bone-in cuts just to give it a little extra height so it can clear the surface of the liquid. And in the last braise, I made this Bolivian dish, chicken and coconut milk with ají amarillo, which is a bright yellow chili. It's supported in little rafts of butternut squash. I'll link to that recipe in our post at knkx.org.
That sounds great. Stein, what about fried chicken?
I love fried chicken, but I've never been able to make good fried chicken.
Well, then I'm going to share Lisa Dupar's recipe with you, which is saltine crusted chicken, just made with a couple of sleeves of saltines that you bang up with a rolling pin and a buttermilk dredge. She fries it briefly first and then finishes it in the oven.
Yeah, a good way to go. My problem with fried chicken, the few times I've tried, is that the crust is done long before the inside is, and one thing I really don't like is underdone chicken. Okay, speed round. Favorite chicken dishes. Saddle up. Here we go. Daniel Gritzer's chicken marsala.
Andrea Nguyen's Viet noodle bowl recipe with chicken.
And her chili garlic wings from her Vietnamese Food Any Day.
Sheet pan chicken shawarma from Sam Sifton in the New York Times.
Chicken and dumplings.
Instant pot Indian butter chicken.
Ooh, chicken parm.
Ooh. Canal House chicken thighs with preserved lemons.
Dim sum braised chicken feet. Claws for your jaws.
And if you're just too lazy to cook, Azelle's or Heaven Sent fried chicken.
So, Nance, you ever go in the supermarket and buy 3 or 4 of those fried chicken wings from the little counter there and then go out and gobble them down in your car?
Absolutely not. I get the thighs.
We'll have links to some of these recipes and pictures and all the usuals on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
C-I-C-K-N, that's the way to spell chicken.
Leeson.
He's Dick. Done.